very provocative Mishnah here in the beginning of Perek Beis. Yafa Torah im derech eretz. We'll just read it, read it properly. This is a Perek Beis, of course, Mishnah Beis that we were discussing. Yafa Torah im derech eretz. That combination of Torah im derech eretz is yafa. See exactly what it means in a couple of minutes as we continue to discuss it. Rabbi Gamliel ben Osher of Yira Nasi, Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz, Shiyagia Shneim Mashkakas Avon, V'chol Torah She'eni Mamalacha, Sofa Betela, V'goreres Avon. So again, the difficulty is clear. This is what we began with last time. This is a Mishnah which, seems to indicate that, Talmud Torah requires augmentation, that it is not self-sufficient. It might even imply, if you just read a kipshuto, that, not only is it not self-sufficient, but that, maybe it's not even absolutely, primary. The phrase yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz, the im of the im derech eretz, as we noted last time, is a matter of controversy and debate. Whenever you have, a im B, right? So which one is Ikar and which one is Tafel? So this is part of the discussion of Machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, that the Bali Tosis quoted in a number of places, and the Hagos Maimonios, registers this in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah as well, and Tosis in Tosis Yishanim in Yoma. And all over the place, you have this discussion. Is the first one the Tafel and the last one the Ikar, or is the first one the Ikar and the last one the Tafel? So the way, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, at least linguistically, it sounds like Torah augments, supplements Derech Eretz, and of course that, is particularly striking. So not only does this Mishnah seems to say that Torah alone is inadequate. It requires some sort of a complement with an E. But it may even imply that absence the complement, Torah, or even with the complement, that, either there's an equal relationship or a lesser relationship. And even, if you take the other view, that, and there is mixed evidence, if you look at the phrase, X, M, Y in different places, there is conflicting evidence, and some of the Rishonim say no, whatever comes first, is the Ikar. But even if that is true, the very notion that the Torah requires augmentation even as a Tafel is something which was perceived to be challenging by many of the Mefarshim. It's, already fascinating just to see who in this Mishnah was bothered by what. In other words, some of the Mefarshim seem to be troubled. Everybody's troubled, if Talmud Torah is Tafel, to Derech Eretz. That, that piques everybody's not just curiosity, but that's something that needs to be explained. But not everyone, felt that there was any particular need to clarify or to rationalize or to justify the Mishnah, if all it was saying was that Derech Eretz is necessary as a Tafel supplement to Talmud Torah. And there were some Mefarshim who couldn't abide even that. So already just, what troubles you already, is a tip-off in terms of how exclusively axiologically dominant Talmud Torah is. Now, this of course is not the only, makar for this discussion. Torah only, Torah im. The Gemara is in Brachos that we spoke of last time. Yasafta de Ganecha, and the discussion in Menachos on Daf Tzadites. About the viability of learning Chokmas Yabanis, and what Tmidius is all about. That Gemara and Tzadi Tes and Menacho is obviously very crucial as well. V'hagisa v'yom v'alayla, whether it means bayom u'balayla or day and night, yom v'alayla, you know, whether there's any room, you know, for, you know, Chachma Sivanis, you know, say, you know, b'shah she eino lo yom v'lo layla. Yeah, and of course, you know, other Gemaras as well. So this, you know, this isn't the only makar, but it is a makar, a vehicle in which what troubled the Mefarshim, never mind what they actually said, is a barometer in how acceptable the idea of Torah requiring any kind of augment is, never mind being either equal or tefel under certain conditions. And she yashneh mashkachas avon, this, you know, this dual front, and especially the final statement, kol Torah she'eini mamalacha sofa betela v'goreris avon, you know, that particularly seems to be, you know, very harsh and very difficult, you know, to understand. It's one thing to say that maybe ideally or preferably that you would have some sort of a synthesis, depending on what Derech Eretz is and what the circumstances are, between Torah and Derech Eretz. The idea that Torah she'ein malacha, she'ein ima malacha, is sofa betela v'goreris avon, you know, all of that obviously is very, very difficult and problematic according to all the Mefarshim. And that's why all the Mefarshim each, you know, weighed in, you know, in its own way. So then the question is, what does this, in addition to being a vehicle that highlights how acceptable, you know, even any kind of combination would be, never mind anything that challenges the supremacy of Torah itself. Of course, the solution, like, what do we mean by all this? You know, all of that becomes very important as well. So there are those, you know, who just deny the whole thing and find a way to read this Mishnah so that it doesn't give an inch. You know, no matter what you think Derech Eretz is or what the circumstances that, you know, might justify, you know, Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, you know, even that is not acceptable, you know, for some of the Mefarshim. So, for example, the, particularly, I'll say, some of the early modern Mefarshim, it's an interesting phenomenon that's, you know, way that it would express itself. For example, if you look at the, I believe it's the Chidah, let's see if I can find it here. Chidah has this, is it the Chidah? I think so, yeah. So, I think it's the Chidah, or one of the people in the back here has this wild pshat, not the Chidah, sorry. Rabbi Avram Azulai. This is just a convenient sefer that has a lot of perushim on avos in it, so I'm just using it. Yeshu Farshim to Derech Eretz, it's called the Ava B'Tanugim. But I don't think this is a likely, compelling pshat in the Mishnah, but what I'm interested in trying to show in, and this is something that you can do in avos, is that even if you don't, you know, this is a comment that I made the other day as well, even if you don't believe in the pshat, you know, it still reflects the orientation of the mefarish, and in some cases, that can be very significant. You know, not with the authority of the Mishnah, let's say, but to show you certain perspectives. So his take on it is that actually this Mishnah reveals three different perspectives on the relationship between Torah and Derech Eretz, which he calls, that's also what we have to discuss, Midos Tovos. So Yesh Farshim to Derech Eretz on Iskar Kane Midos Tovos, Hamusagos Mitzara Seichel, Klomar Dvarim Shel Musar Behanhaga. Already, you know, once you're, that ups the ante in a different way, like that could be part of the solution. You know, obviously Midos Tovos, is not, doesn't, you know, threaten the primacy, you know, of Talmud Torah in the same way that, let's say, you know, Malacha does, or even, you know, secular studies. Maybe that would be the end of it, but even that isn't, you know, completely satisfactory. So the suggestion is kol kach hu hayofi shel zeim ze ad shani omer sheim adam mishkach igias elu shnei advarim ein ze elei ze avon yesh la adam v'lanosh oso ha'avon. That's interesting anyway. But then he goes on to say yesh mfarshim sheyesh b'nei adam osim malachtam ikar v'tarasam. If you want to interpret the first of Malacha, so then the Mishnah is really telling you that there are three types of people out there. One is the people who are osa malachtam ikar v'tarasam tveila, v'yesh ochez rak zeh v'zeh b'shada, chetzel Hashem v'chetzel Lachem, v'yesh osa Torah ikar u'malachto tveila. So actually, this Mishnah, the three statements in the Mishnah, yafet Torah im derech eretz, and then yigiyas shnei mashkachas avon, and then, you know, kol Torah she'eni ma'malacha sofa b'teila, actually represent, according to this creative pshat, these three perspectives. So, alarishon amar, yafa talmud Torah im derech eretz. Lo amar yafa derech eretz im ha-Torah, ki katon nitla begadol. V'amar yafahu betovu, alfa pisha osa taraso tfeila l'derech eretz, l'malachto, u'malachto ikar tovu b'yafa yoser me'acherim. Meaning, you know, there are people who, you know, ignore their Torah obligations completely. So this is like an optimist who's saying, like, even the minimalist, you know, is somebody who's doing, you know, yafe. Aval, right, with all the fact that it's yafe, you know, and there, it could be worse, right? Avaleno derecho amiti. That's not the, right? Aval yesh tov mizeh. Shemash v'osam yachad v'zeh she'amar. That's the creative pshat. Yigiyas shneim mashgachas avon. Klamar yigiyas shneim b'shaveh. Yoser yafeh yeshlo. I mean, we're marching up the ladder. But v'tov mishteim hu achelik hashlishi shehi haTorah sheyeshi ma'malacha shaTorah ikar va'malacha tveila shemisha layasa Torah ikar sheheim shnei minim arishonim. Mikomakom sofa betela the gorera savon. In other words, we say in the last line that, you know, Torah sheni mamalacha sofa betela, right? What we mean is that if you separate Torah from malacha completely, then that is, you know, sofa betela. So according to this perush, basically, the if you buy into it, the Mishnah is not even justifying necessarily any kind of notion, you know, of it justifies the ikar and the tafel, you know, but nothing certainly less than that. So there are such creative perushim in Mishnah. More intriguing even is the view. This I think is the chida, and the view of Rav Chaim Ivelazhin, who see in this Mishnah not a compromise. You know, a downgrading, or, you know, in any way of, or even a sharing, you know, of, you know, Talmud Torah and Malacha. But to understand, the Mishnah would be saying exactly the opposite. Namely, that, you know, even though Torah is Ikar, and if you could do that all day, that would be, you know, ideal and preferable. The Kiddush of the Mishnah is Yafa Torah im Derech Eretz. And that is, even if you're compelled to be involved in Derech Eretz, you should find a way to subliminally, you know, be thinking about Divrei Torah, you know, during your Malacha. Now, clearly, they don't mean you should be cheating your, you know, your boss, just to make it clear, you know, and drawing your salary, but, you know, actually, you know, underneath your computer, you know, be learning, you know, the Ramban and the Ravid, but, you know, the point is that there's a lot of dead time, or, you know, time when, you know, your full, you know, attention is not required, you know, in your malacha. So instead of saying, well, the malacha is necessary, the parnasa is, you know, required, and therefore this is not time. The point of the Mishnah then is exactly opposite what it appears to be. It appears to be saying there's no point, no matter what else you're doing, that actually, you know, relieves you from a maximal engagement, you know, with Talmud Torah. So that is the Perush. Let's see if I can find it. This is the Chidah, right?
In your honor.
So this is the Chidah. L'chor l'fi divir Rabbeinu Tam, u'davar zar, the korla derech eretz ikar v'atora tzveila. Efshar lomar, b'mesh amru chachmi amusar, da'av kisha adam osuk b'malachto yaharher b'atora. Now he has it more for pragmatic reasons. Da'gune migna v'yatzule matzla b'idna de'osik ba. But, of course, that part of it, you know, I'm sure that's true. And it's also true, you know, just, you know, in its own right, because Talmud Torah keneged kula. Av she'eno chayev be'eis ahi lasok b'tar. Actually, it's an interesting way of putting it. Even though you're not obligated, right? She'kvar yatsasa yidei chavasko b'yom ahu, v'yatas saveya b'tora, v'hein ata eis kavua le'melacha, mikol mokom yofa, yofa Talmud Torah, yofa lecha, so again, everything is like, you know, kind of turned on its head. Instead of this being a Mishnah that speaks about, you know, the some benefit or at least some heter of augmenting, it's really a Mishnah that's telling you that you know, even, you know, when you're involved in other pursuits, there's never a time when you should, you know, be neglecting Torah. V'avki asakta b'derech eretz lichios nefesh, right? Yafahu shetahara b'Torah. V'lo mishum shatach chayiv la'asok gam ba'esahiv. This is an interesting wrinkle. Not that, oh, like, you know, you can do it and therefore it's part of the maximalist chiyuv of Talmud Torah. No. Loki ela yafahu levad. Atam shi'igia shneya mashkach asavo. Ma'achar de Torah be'idna de lo asik ba lo matzli mi'yetzer hara k'da asik rabba b'perakei notel toning gemar in sota imkain shema basoscha melachar ruach yala. Again, this is the more pragmatic, but you don't have to, you know, apply it this way. L'chein hitzchachem ve'af b'shas melacha tahara b'torah shi'igia shneim b'vasachas haguf b'melacha v'amachshava b'torah mashkach asava b'chitei ma'im kol kach yesh makom liyetzer hara niyach kamalacha legamri betadir esok b'torah leze amar b'chol torah sheni b'malacha sofa b'teila, meaning you can't do that because that's not going to work. Rak echoz mizeh hamalacha legam mizeh talmud torah al tanach yadecha legamri rak taharher b'torah v'hu yafelach. The and, you know, predictably, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, in his Ruach HaChaim, I say predictably because, you know, the whole Nefesh HaChaim, the whole persona of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, you know, and as the Talmud Muvak of the Gra, you know, the embodiment of, you know, pure, you know, you could say Litvisha or Misnagdik, you know, ideology, the whole point of, you know, Torah Lishma for Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, you know, is this, you know, an expanded view of, you know, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and the idea that, you know, l'shem yediyas haTorah, you know, stands in its own right, and that anything you kind of add to it, you know, you know, yediyas or limud haTorah l'shem dveikus v'makom, l'shem some other toeles for Chaim Mivolozhin, all that is like anathema. You know, anything that you're mishatef, a little bit of my analysis, but it's anything that you kind of, you know, even good causes, good tachlios, that are, of course, you know, very consistent, you know, and goals even of Avodas Hashem, but for Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, as outlined in Nefesh HaChaim, you know, all of that detracts from, like, the purity, you know, of Torah Lishma. So the idea that Reb Chaim Mivolozhin would have particular difficulty with this Mishnah is not surprising. So he says the following: Yafatov Torah Derech Eretz Rotzalomar. Again, you know, that's like Klomar. Like, I'm uncomfortable with these words. So what does it really mean? Not, you know, not translating them, but understanding them against the background of a proper hashkafa, what they need to mean. So number one, he says, this is good for the summer, you know, intern group, that it's based on Kirava. Like if you remember the Gemara in Brachos that we read last week, in Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara quotes the argument between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai about the Safta de Ganecha, Haneg Bahem Minag Derech Eretz, or, Chorashta B'Shas Grisham, Katzarta B'Shas Katzira, and Satorah Matahei Aleha, right, that Machlokes. And then at the end of the Gemara says that Rava turned to his Talmidim and he said to them, B'yomi Nisun B'yomi Tishrei Lo Tithkazu Kamoi, don't come to Shir, in June's man, or no, I didn't say that. I mean, he meant in the summer, or, he really meant in Nisan and Tishrei, right? Ki heche de lo titridu bimizonaihu kula shaita. Work for those 2 months, you'll come back, and you'll be able to learn for the rest of the year. So that, of course, that's not a... It doesn't mean that there aren't others, but that's not an affirmation, of like some objective, constructive value of work, right? That's a way of saying, and that's important too. And this is, so far we're not talking about Chaim Bilaj, we're talking about Rava. That's a way of saying, like, be strategic. Number one, don't apply too much of an exaggerated, bitachon posture. We could talk about that also, it'll all be fine. I don't have to do any hishtadlus, and hopefully I won't, and my family won't starve. You have to go if you have parnasa, responsibilities, and you have to address them. But, better to find a strategic way where, you can continue, your learning as a predominant, focus. As long as you, strategically figure out, how best, so being a summer, associate or intern or whatever it is, don't come to Shir for those 2 months and then come to Shir the rest of the time. But then what's fascinating, so that's number one, how he's reading Yafatam Torim Derech Eretz. Wow, Yafatam Torim Derech Eretz means, not that Parnasa per se is good, but, make sure you figure out your Derech Eretz in a way that maximizes your Talmud Torah. So this is not a Mishnah. I'm not saying there aren't any other Makoros, but if you read it this way, this is not a Mishnah that is telling you, this is good and that's also important, or this needs to be augmented. It's a practical, strategic approach, but that gets much better. So that's what Rabba said. He's saying Rabba is the idea behind Yafat Tabatarim Derech. Then he says, the Chalila Lomar, Chalila is a big word, She Yifanu Levavam Af Lechai Shah Kolayom. Now he's worried about the summer, associate now. All day he's going to, just focus on, the accounting or the law or the, computering or the, whatever it is that it is. Chalila, wow. V'yizbatlu mamish mitalmud Torah? The incredulity of Reb Chaim Mivalajan is coming through, very inspiring. Ach be'emes gam be'iskam b'chayisha kavanasam u'machshavton lon ba'omkos shel halacha. Meaning Yafat Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, in addition to the strategy, means do the strategy, but even when you're doing the strategy, right, be machmir, again, without cheating, without undercutting the integrity of your work obligation, obviously, but your kavana and machshava, not only in picking the strategy, but even in implementing it, should still be lun ba'omka shalalacha. Kemo Boaz, Zora Hagoren, right, Vayatev Libo, Bedorshu Razal, this is the Medrash Rabbah of Rus, right, Vayatev Libo, Sha'asak B'divrei Torah. Right, I mean, Boaz owned his own field, so it was a little bit different. But Bezeo Masha Amru, right? Harbe Asa Kerabi Shmuel, but also Biyada. That's also a Kiddush. That's what it means. Most people say, Harbe Asa Kerabi Shmuel, but also Biyada means, he not compromised, but he integrated, his two obligations, and that works better in the long run. The take of Reb Chaim Mivalajan is that, you know, he really integrated the two, meaning even when he was doing malacha, which was necessary, the malacha, you know, was connected to Divrei Torah. And then in the next piece, again, Yafa Torah, Vizeu Yafa Torah Derech Eretz, and he expands, Ratzalomar, Shagam B'Shas Derech Eretz, Yechoshe B'Torah, Shigia Shneim Ratzalomar, Haguf Apone Lekarmo Ulisko, right? V'Hamoach Lemachshavto B'Malachas Hashem, Mashkachas Avon. And then he adds, you know, in parentheses, U'Bavonosenu Arabim, right, betoru betfila shei b'makom karban anu mechashvin machshav zaros meiskei aparnasa. Right, you know, people do the opposite. Right, v'halavai shekeneged ze gam b'shas esek aparnasa tia machshava truda b'divrei Torah. I guess you have to, you know, equalize. You know, since you're thinking about parnasa during davening, you know, you have to think about, you know, Talmud Torah and davening during Parnasa. Below Tomar e efshi lasok b'derech eretz klal lezel mar v'chol Torah sheni mamalacha sofa b'telem. You have to do the responsible thing, and then he refers you to several passages, which I'm not going to read right now, in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, and so on, etc. So of course these and more like them. These aren't the only ones. You know, reflect, you know, positions that kind of don't give an in, not on the practical side. Everybody is here admitting that, you know, if one needs, you know, Derech Eretz, Malacha, you know, then of course you can't ignore that. Even Reb Chaim Vilna is very clear about that. But in terms of what troubled them, of course, was the language of Yafa, the language of Migia Shnei Mashkachas Avon, you know, Torah She'eni Malacha Sofa, you know, Betela, because all those phrases all sound like, you know, it's not just like b'di'evit, you don't have a choice. It sounds like there is something, you know, either constructive about Derech Eretz, right, or inadequate about full-time, you know, Talmud Torah. But these, Perushim, among others, basically, you know, not only do not accept that implication, but ironically, and it's like a certain phenomenon, actually, you know, flip the whole Mishnah to saying the opposite. That even when you're necessarily involved in other matters, right, you should be driven by, and, you know, you should be as much as possible maximizing your Talmud Torah. Of course, another way to say this, if you're going to say it this way already, is, first of all, it should be connected a little bit with, you know, the famous view of the Rush. The Rishonim all discuss, you know, the question of Hepsik in Birchas HaTorah, right? The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, you know, discusses the Birchas HaTorah that we say every morning, and then the Rishonim al Atar all ask, you know, Tosis and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, I mean, all the Rishonim all ask, like, you know, if you're supposed to say Birchas HaTorah, so what happens, you know, typically when there's a hefsek in your day, you go off to do malacha or some other, you know, action, why don't you have to say Birchas HaTorah every time you sit down anew, you know, to learn after having been involved in other matters? This is a very big, major issue. The Shibali Aleket, you know, quotes his brother, you know, Rabbi Binyamin, who said, yeah, you really should. It's always good to have the Shibali Aleket, you know, and his brother. He says, you really should. That's what you should do every time. But most, you know, other Rishonim didn't accept this view. So the question is, how come, you know, when there appears to be a hefsek, aren't you making a new bracha? What's the difference between that and, you know, taking off your talis and tefillin and putting it on later, or leaving the sukkah, you know, and then returning later? You know, that's how the Rishonim ask the question. So what's the difference? Oh, so Rabbeinu Tam says that the answer is because you're obligated to learn all the time. Okay, that's his answer, which implies, which is based on two assumptions. One is that there really is a key of Talmud Torah all the time. Not just that there's a kiyum whenever you learn, but there's a kiyum all the time. That's number one. And number two, that as long as you're mechuyev, there's a tziruf. The tziruf of being mechuyev neutralizes the problem of hefsek. In other words, hefsek is not an issue whether befoal lemaisa you're actually engaged or not. If you're obligated to be engaged, that's also mitzarev. That doesn't break the retzef of the bracha, which is not such a davar pasha. Neither of those assumptions are davar pasha, but that's not for now. Anyways, the Rush gives a different answer. The Rush's answer, in the Rush in Brachos, but even more so in the Tshuvas HaRush, he expands on it. The Rush says, even if you go off to work, there's not a hefsek. Because, people should always be, thinking of Divrei Torah. And people, he doesn't just say they should, he says people are always thinking of Divrei Torah. I don't know whether that's like an overly, optimistic, but very charming, picture of the world. But either way, it's inspiring. Right, so that's what the Tshuvas HaRush says. Tshuvas HaRush says, if you take a nap, if you slumber during the day, a shena kvua, as opposed to a shena arai, and you wake up, he says, then you really should make a separate birkas haTorah. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam would necessarily agree. But if you don't, even if you're off doing other things, lemaisa, there's no hefsek, because everybody is, like the sugya is, in the back of their mind. So it's a little bit, like Reb Chaim Vigeloshin. I always thought, and I don't think it's only al derech hadrush, but you could say the Rush a little bit differently, or say it, kind of, I don't think this is what he meant necessarily, but, apply it just a little bit differently if you're a little bit, less convinced, that all people are always, thinking, about Balamors and Rambans, in the back of their mind, even when they're doing other things. But the idea of the bracha that we make in Birkas HaTorah, of Lasok B'Divrei Torah, in Ashkenaz, in the world of Sfarad, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and so on, all the Chachmei Sfarad, they had the girsa, of Al Divrei Torah. But in Ashkenaz, the first bracha that we make of Birkas HaTorah is Lasok B'Divrei Torah. So the idea of Esek HaTorah may perhaps be not only actual learning or Limud HaTorah, but in the sense of Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, not only when you're, it's more like the impact of Talmud Torah on your state of being. So the idea of the Rush, which is that, even if you're not, I'm extending the Rush, obviously, even if you're not actually being Maharher B'Divrei Torah while you're in Malacha, if a person, conducts himself, in his Malacha, according to the values of Torah, and like he's inspired in his, behavior and his conduct, the Torah that he learns, before and after, impacts and imprints itself on his personality and on his, approach, to his malacha, in that respect too, there's not really like a hefsek, between his learning and his, and his malacha. But either way, the idea, that somehow during malacha there's no hefsek in Talmud Torah, that idea we find in that context, in the context of, Birkas HaTorah. And we find it again here among some of these Mefarshim to explain, to turn the Mishnah on its head and say that what we really mean is, that even Bizman Malacha, there is a connection to Talmud Torah. Okay. Of course, other Mefarshim don't interpret it that way at all. And they have other difficulties. Maral formulates the questions very strongly. How could it be that that we're kind of makil, if as it were, on divrei on limud haTorah? Let me just see if I can find it here. He asks, Yesh lishol b'maymer hazeh, ki asa ikar, I'm skipping a little bit, ki asa ikar derech eretz, the kamei tamidei chachamim hayu shelo hayu balei melacha, v'od lama goreres avon, bishlam ha-mashom ha-lamala ki yigia shnei mashgachas avon, right, haynu shu mesulak min ha-avon, kashe yesh lo melacha im tzorech ligzol, av ha-mashom ha-bigoreres avon, mashma shu-goreres avon acher, av below tam shetzorech ligzol, meaning just the absence of malacha itself is a chisaron in Torah. Dim kein habalei lemeimar, bigorim avon lo goreres avon. Right? And so on. In the end, the Maral thinks that derech eretz doesn't mean malacha, as others don't either. Some people think it means midos, tovos, musar. Some people think it means midos, tovos. Other people think it means musar. Other people think it means chachma. We'll get back to those broad ideas. The Maral thinks it means hanhogas ha'olam. Biyarnu kolamala b'sof ha'perek ki mipnei shayu divrei Rebbe perek beis Mishnah Aleph, you know, maisa adam ha'shehem maisa mitzvos elokios v'amidos shehem avim asa adam l'chai olam haba, right, kol shi teferes le'oseha v'teferes lo min adam, that's Rebbe. L'chein bo ha'ben, min Rabbi Yishmael, Acharav losses Musar laAdam b'derech Eretz, shehu hanhogas haOlam, sheheim hachana el haHatzlacha, kamo sheAmar Yafa Talmud Torah im derech Eretz, davi yadua ki derech Eretz shehu tzorech al hanhogas haOlam hu kodem min haMitzvos b'tzadma, v'achakach el haTorah kamo sheYizbar, avo madregas derech Eretz lamata min maisa mitzvah. Shem ha-maisim ho-elo ki-im. V'lachein roi shiyu divrei Rabbi Gamliel shem medaber b'derech eretz acha Rebbe k'mosha hisbar. So basically the crux of it is al yomar ha-adam dai li ba'asisem, right, ba'asiyasam v'shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. V'lefikach yal al-dato shalo, you know, yifaneh elan hagas olam lasos malacha. Aval tzorch shiyasa adam mili d'shmaya kifi seder haroi. Ulekach omer yafa talmud Torah im derech eretz shelo yishana seder haroi. V'davar zanimshach kifi hayitzira shel adam shetamid hachachma v'haseicha boim achar advarim she'enam sichliyim legamri. This is already Maral speak. V'chein ra'ui shiya adam nohei gamkein shemetchila yilamed, or yilmad rather, derech eretz. So basically the Maral too, you know, found it unacceptable to suggest that derech eretz has any kedima, you know, over Talmud Torah, or that derech eretz, you know, in its own right, is valuable and constructive. What he felt was that derech eretz kodma la Torah, and when the Torah speaks about the, you know, yafa, you know, Torah im here, it's because of the, you know, the order of things. Meaning for the Maral, you know, even if Talmud Torah is the goal, right, there's still a framework or a context in which that goal is implemented. And for physical beings living, you know, in this world, the framework of fulfilling and being worthy of Olam Haba, the way that you achieve things in Ruchnius is first to be careful about the frameworks, you know, of Derech Eretz. So that the Mishnah is, again, not compromising Kihuzeh, even on the absolute supremacy of Talmud Torah, but it is not speaking about the constructiveness, per se, of Malacha, but it's strategizing, again, but in a different way, not the strategy of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. The strategy of if you want to achieve, you know, in Talmud Torah, then, you know, the way to invest is to make sure that the context, that the framework, you know, and that the proper order and protocols are followed. These optimize, you know, your chance of a maximal absolute Talmud Torah. Then he goes on to suggest something a little bit different, and that is, you know, Yigia Shnei Mashkachas Avon. Yeah.
Why does it differ? What's the difference? He says it's more basic, but
it's a frame. It's a misgeret, meaning in order to achieve, you know, Hasig Mashu be Talmud Torah, Ish Torah le Hekshar Hanachon. Hekshar Hanachon is a Derech Eretz.
Which means
Mimela kodem bizman. Lo kodem be'erech, ela kodem bizman. Did you? So, but so again, aval mibchinat erchit, right? In hashva b'neihem, the k'dimata Torah, the erech Torah, you know, who maximal. Yeah. Say again? It means not just manners, meaning the world runs in a certain way, and it's a physical world, and therefore you have to be careful. This is a big theme in the morale in general, meaning you can't. There's, you know, guf and neshama. There's, you know, chomer and tzura, you know, and in the physical world and the way that man was created, you know, the method of his achieving, you know, his goals, all of which are spiritual, right, is through this framework. And therefore, you have to invest in the framework first, you know, kedima in zman, temporally, right, in order to, you know, reap the benefits axiologically, you know, in terms of the value. Okay, we're going to have to stop in a minute. But so these are some of the mefarshim who don't want to give a quarter. What I want to do next time is go back to some of the other mefarshim, you know, all still a group that sees the issue in a different way, like the b'dieved necessity of Parnassa. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes, a little bit as well. And then I want to go back to the Rambam's view in Mishnah Torah and his connection to Kardam Lach Barbo in Avos, maybe his idea that this is really about Torah Lishma. A way to protect Torah Lishma, you know, is through excluding it, you know, as a basis for Parnassa. So again, it's another, a different kind of an investment in the supremacy of Torah or the purity of Torah. I want to talk about that idea. And then I want to talk about the possibility of Malacha being constructive intrinsically in its own right, as well as, you know, the question of Midos and Musar and Chachma, you know, being a positive, constructive augments, you know, to Talmud Torah without, of course, compromising, you know, its you know, its priority. Okay, so those are the things left that we want to talk about. Yeah.
Keep it. It's supposed to be normal. People quote, like, it's supposed to be